Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. How can I help you?
Yeah, it looks like Apex Pinnacle tried to withdraw money from my account fraudulently for $49 and something cents. And I'd like that reversed.
All right, give me one second. I'll look into that. Give me one second. I'll get you pulled up. And you want to know what that product is or what's going on?
Yeah, I did not purchase anything from it, so it's fraud.
Do you remember going in online, like trying to get that iPhone or that Dyson vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
That's where it's coming from. Give me one second. And I believe I got you pulled up, but that last name is DeBose.
Dubois.
DeBois, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. Can you verify that address for me for security purposes, please?
3131 East 91st Place in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that information. And let me give you a little insight on this. This is due to that vacuum, that Dyson vacuum. On that sign-up sheet, if you look through those terms and conditions, it'll state that the account may be billed for other offers. And that offer that was trying to get billed to the account was a meal plan app through Bites Hub. And that came through to your email. And that's an app that focuses on organic recipes and tutorials and videos and things for meals.
Yeah, I don't need any of that. I never tried to get meals or anything like that.
I got you. So even if that charge declined, but even if I could have got you like $20 taken off of it, do you think that is something that you may try and use?
No, because what happened was I won something from Walgreens, I guess, and you choose different things, and the charge to have it delivered was $6.99, not $49.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big mistake. That's a big difference.
Yes, sir, it's just in those terms and conditions, but I got your cancellation code. I can provide it to you, and they'll verify you got the account, like, canceled.
I never received anything either, and I think that was it.
It came through to your email. It's an app that came through to the email.
That was in January, I believe.
Let me see. Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. I did not make that.
Right, and it could be because the charges declined.
Huh?
The charges declined. And I got that cancellation code, and they'll just verify that you didn't want to be billed for that.
No, I don't.
I can provide this, right. If you haven't, and I can give you this code, and it's basically for your security to let you know that that account has been canceled.
Okay, yeah. Because the thing was, I got something like a reward type thing from Walgreens. And it said, choose your prize, and I chose the vacuum. But the shipping charges, what I was being tried to be paid for, which was $6.99 or something like that. You know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
But you canceled out. I get what you're saying. It's just in those terms and conditions, excuse me, you got to make sure you read over it. Excuse me, because it does state that the account may be billed for other offers. And that's one of those offers.
The offer came from Walgreens, not Apex Pinnacle.
Right. And that's just a company that...
So there were no terms and conditions.
Yes, sir. But you were canceled out, so this is water under the bridge actually for you, hopefully.
Pardon me?
I said you were canceled out, so hopefully, you know, you're fine. because the account was canceled.
Yeah,
yes,
I
sir.
canceled it on the from the bank.
Yes, sir. And I have that cancellation code if you need it also. I can provide it to you real quick.
No, that's okay.
Very well. Well, I thank you, Mr. Kent.
I'll let the bank take care of it.
Very well. Not a problem. I thank you for calling customer support, sir. You have a good day.
Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.